Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
A few days ago, I was watching the Pac-12 network. Don't be surprised. There was a replay of the Pac-12 football championship, Stanford versus UCLA. It was either that or the Harry Potter marathon two channels later. Between commercial breaks, there were commercial advertisings for the two schools, unsurprisingly. UCLA had a great commercial. It had the film school, the medical school, the Hollywood sign, the whole LA scene. A very fine commercial. And with Stanford, everything you would expect. Palm Drive, Hoover Tower, the Quad, PIs in their labs, students wandering the Oval. In the voiceover, the narrator spoke about Stanford's many Nobel Prizes and Pulitzers, and how many people ended up in politics and science and other sorts of being world leaders. It's what you would expect from a commercial advertising the farm. And I'm sure that many of us, if not all of us, have read a few months ago that the university bested Princeton and Yale in the Forbes annual rankings of the top universities in the country. And everywhere I turn for the past 3 years, there are students and professors talking about their newest startup idea, trying new things, expanding their minds, seeing how far we can take things, pushing the envelope, being avant-garde, capitalizing in creativity. This passion for excellence, it's one of those things I'm going to miss about this place. There are so many things. There are so many of us. There are so many of us who are so passionate about life and about striving towards excellence here. Do we have that same drive for excellence with our relationship with the divine? Can we see Jesus as the perfect human being who did everything perfectly well and came out perfectly triumphant? Are we the type to see the man of sorrows as the man of supreme excellence, the man that we can imitate, the man we can model after to strive for? Strive to enter through the narrow gate, the Lord says today. So many will attempt, but only a few will succeed. Strive for excellence in all that you do. I mean, so many times, especially when we're an undergrad, we go up to the professor or the TA and ask if X or Y is going to be on the midterm. You know, as if we follow a formula, you'll get your A. But the spiritual life is nothing like this. The spiritual life is not finals week. The spiritual life is more like a marathon, a long-term race in which we excel in virtue and deepen our relationship with Jesus Christ over a period of weeks, months, and decades. It's a continual acknowledgement of the Father's presence in our life, allowing the grace of God to penetrate every aspect of our being, allowing our vices and our wounds from the past to be healed by the divine physician. The spiritual life is a journey in which we encounter the face of God in every action, every event, every creature we meet. Strive and enter through the narrow gate. It's a beautiful thing to see Stanford excel, that our work and our academics are working wonderfully. But what about our spiritual lives? What about life outside of Stanford, even if there is such a thing as a life outside Stanford? As passionate as we are for excellence here at the university, are we just as passionate as our lives with God? Do we dare meditate and live our lives as though God truly became one of us, that we can be an image of the man of Nazareth? Is our first instinct towards our pocketbook or towards our excellence, towards virtue? Have we fallen into spiritual mediocrity? Do we allow our past wounds and our issues from our past chain our present and future to the prison of decline? Are we the spiritual Olympians that we are called to be? Strive and enter through the narrow gate. So many times in our lives, we pray for just enough. Will only a few people be saved? What must I do to pass this class? Will this be on the midterm? Just enough to get by, pass the test, pass the defense, pass this talk with my parents, just enough patience and love for just today. But we are called to strive through the narrow gate, to strive through, to be elite, to excel, to strive for excellence, to set new expectations, to destroy the world records, to be crowned as victors, to be saints in the here and now. Dare we strive to be those victors of virtue, those juggernauts of justice, those champions of charity. Let us dare to become an image of Jesus, the incarnation of virtue itself. Or as Blessed John Paul once said, we are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of his Son. In just a few moments, the incarnation of virtue will soon sit upon this altar, will be present to us in the most profound way. As we invite Jesus into our very selves, then, let us allow him to infuse us with his virtue, infuse us with excellence. As we strive to enter through that narrow gate, dare we become the saints of God in the here and now. Dare we become the image of his Son.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.